Over the last couple of days, we have received several telephone calls and lots of emails from people that are eligible for the free rapid antigen tests. They've gone to the chemist. They've seen the rapid antigen tests there. They've asked the pharmacy, can I please have one of these free rapid antigen tests as I am eligible for them? And the pharmacy has said, no, we don't have any for you. We've got plenty to sell you, but we have none for you. Now, we talked about this 2 days in a row. As a result of talking about it, we've had lots of emails from people saying they're in the same boat. So I thought that we would talk to the national president of the Pharmacy Guild of Australia. His name is Trent Toomey. He's been generous enough to give me his time this afternoon, and he may be able to help us, help you, to find out how you can access these free rapid antigen tests. We welcome Trent to the program. Thanks for your time, Trent.
My pleasure, mate. How are you?
Good, thank you. Well, you heard in my intro that I've had several people and lots of emails being disappointed that they've gone into their local pharmacy and they haven't been able to access these free rapid antigen tests. And you've got to remember that of an afternoon here on the program, we're just not in Sydney. We're all over the place in New South Wales and in southern Queensland. So we're going to small country towns as well. And they don't have these large pharmacies like the chemist warehouses of the world. So they have to access through a different pharmacy. They've gone into their pharmacy. They've seen the rapid antigen tests there because the supplies are now starting to come through. And they've asked for their free rapid antigen tests. And the pharmacists have said, no can do. You can buy them, but we don't have any of the free government ones. So a chap phoned me yesterday and he said he knew a pharmacist and he was talking to the pharmacist and the pharmacist said, look, I've got plenty of these rapid antigen tests to sell customers, but the government ones, they're different. They come through differently than the others. We pay for these. The government send us those. And we have not received any yet. And we have no date as to when we're going to receive this. Now, this story, are you hearing similar stories or not, Trent?
No, I'm hearing these stories every single day. So let me give you a few facts. And when I go through those, I think it'll make sense to you all. So firstly, the government program went live last Monday. So this is day 12 of the government program. And the statistics that I've got to share with you today is 1 million Australians across 4,000 pharmacies have received over 4 million free rapid antigen tests. So in the first 12 days, 1 million concession card holders, but there are 6.65 million concession card holders. So there's still 5.5 million people that haven't been able to get them yet. But the program is definitely starting, and it started through 4,000 of Australia's 6,000 pharmacies. So the majority of pharmacies have started, but through the majority of those pharmacies, it doesn't mean they've been doing it every day for 12 days. It might mean some stock came in and then some stock went out. Now let's talk about the stock. All of the stock that comes into the community pharmacy, whether it be for a private patient to buy it privately or whether it be for a public patient to get it for free, it all has to be purchased by the pharmacist. The government is not giving any pharmacy free stock. The issue is, and this is a joint state and Commonwealth government program, right? So it's 50-50 funded by the feds, 50-50 funded by the states. They are reimbursing the pharmacist $10 per test. So they'll pay, you know, $20 if it's a two pack, or they'll pay, you know, $50 if it's a five pack.
Right.
Now, no one on this call has seen tests retailed for that price. And that there is the problem. So when I, in my pharmacy, and I'm in regional Queensland, I've got stock and I've had pretty good amounts of stock this week for private sale, but they cost me more than $10 a test.
Right.
So I can't give that out for free to a pensioner if the Commonwealth government's going to pay me less money than what I had to buy it for. So when that pharmacist says, I've got stock to sell you, but I don't have stock to give it for you for free, that hurts them, that upsets them. They don't want to do that. They want to be able to give you out for free, but they need to be able to buy the stuff for less than or equal to what the programs are reimbursing them.
Who has set the price that the government gives back to the pharmacy? Obviously, the government have, and where have they got their information from? I mean, obviously, you're not going to be giving out, you know, free rapid antigen tests if you're paying $10 for, if you're paying $12 for them, for example, to get them to the shop, and the government's only giving you $10 back. You know, if you're giving out thousands of these, I mean, it's just not right.
Correct. So here's a couple of points. So firstly, to answer your question, the price was set on available data at the time. And remember, there were plenty of rapid antigen tests in Australia in December, right? But then they all went on a global shortage. So you couldn't get them for love or money in Northern America or in Europe or, and you know, in the small market that is Australia. So when we all placed our orders, the prices spiked, right? This is why the program has built-in reviews every month for the 3 months, so we can provide more data to get that price hopefully reviewed. But listen, I've got stock arriving next week. So I've been able to say to the manufacturers and suppliers, I'm happy to order thousands of these off you, and I want to give them away for free to those 6.5 million pensioners. But mate, I'm only paying 10 bucks most per test because that's all I'm going to get given back.
Right.
And some suppliers have said, nah, not interested. And some suppliers have said, all right, but here you go, but it's not arriving for 2 weeks.
Right.
So, and that's the simple reason. I've got 2 packs for retail private sell in my pharmacies now, but my 5 packs that come in at that price that I can provide it to them for free under the program still haven't arrived yet. So I'm one of those 2,000 out of the 6,000 pharmacies that's waiting to participate.
Now, the Find a Pharmacy website, is this where people go to find out if they can get the free rapid antigen test kits from their local community pharmacy? Is that the best way they can go about finding out how and where they can ascertain these free rapid antigen test kits?
Absolutely. So we launched that Find a Pharmacy site for rapid antigen tests, and these are the free concessional rapid antigen tests. Last Monday, we had 2.1 million Australians. There's only 26 million of us, right? You take out the very old and the very young, that's an awful lot of people that visited that site in the first 4 hours. 2.1 million people in 4 hours. Now, it's calmed down a bit, but the benefit of that site, Brent, is the pharmacist can turn it on and off in their dispensary. So if a box of these 5 rapid antigen tests that I can hand out for free on the program rock up, I switch my pharmacy on and I'll pop up on the site. As soon as that stock runs out, I can switch my pharmacy off and I'll disappear. So all you do is go to findapharmacy.com.au, click on concessional rapid antigen tests, put in your postcode and it'll show you the closest pharmacy that's got free stock.
Fantastic. I know you're busy, man. Thank you for explaining everything to us and making it so clear. And we appreciate your time. Have a great weekend.
Cheers, mate. You too.
Thank you, Trent. That's Trent Sumer. He's the National President of the Pharmacy Guild of Australia. So the website that you go to, if you want to access these free rapid antigen tests, if you are eligible to access the free rapid antigen tests, it's Find a Pharmacy. It's all one word. It is, as it is spelt, findapharmacy.com.au. They ask for your name. They ask for an email address. They ask for a postcode. You click Find a Pharmacy and it will come up and tell you which pharmacy in your area will be able to supply you with those free tests.